chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant that deals wisely shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part in the inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tries the hearts. An evildoer gives heed to wicked lips, a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoso mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becomes not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A bribe is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. Wherever it turns, it prospers. He that covers a transgression seeks love, but he that harps on a matter separates chief friends. A rebuke enters deeper into one that has understanding than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water. Therefore leave off contention before there is quarreling. He that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, seeing he has no understanding? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding strikes hands and pledges in the presence of his neighbor. He loves transgression that loves strife. He that raises high his gate seeks destruction. He that has a wayward heart finds no good, and he that has a perverse tongue falls into mischief. He that begets a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man receives a bribe out of the bosom to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is before the face of him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bore him. Also to punish the righteous is not good, nor to smite the noble for their uprightness. He that spares his words has knowledge, and he that is of a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. When he shuts his lips, he is esteemed as prudent.